to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice Series. On regular Shabbos, many shuls, at least pre-COVID, would have a kiddush after davening, or if someone comes home from shul and it's still early, they're not going to have their su'udah until later on in the day, and they're hungry, they want to eat something, so they're able to make kiddush, have a piece of cake, have some crackers, kichels with herring, and be able to enjoy their oneg Shabbos. The question that arises on Pesach is, if someone doesn't eat gebrachs, doesn't have mezonos to eat for that kiddush, what is he supposed to do? He wants to have his herring with his kosher lePesach kichel, he wants to have his kosher lePesach cake, he wants to have fruit or kugel, but you know that you're supposed to have mezonos. You're supposed to have mezonos when you make kiddush. And why is this? Why is it true that you're supposed to have mezonos when you make kiddush? Because of the Gemara in today's daf, Pesachim daf kuf aleph. The Gemara tells us from Shmuel that ain kiddush ela b'makam suda. If you want your kiddush to be a good kiddush, then it has to be in the place in which you're having a suda, where you're having a meal. And therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, in Aruch Haim Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, quotes from the Gaonim, that it's not necessary to have as the suda bread, although Tosos may indicate as such, and the Bir Halacha does quote from the Gra that ideally one should be machmer for that opinion, but that's not widely accepted or practiced. Most people rely on the Gaonim, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that as long as you have mezonos, that's good enough. That constitutes as the makam suda. Therefore, that kiddush is a good kiddush. You had kiddush because you're having the mezonos. But on Pesach, if you're not having the mezonos, what are you supposed to do? Do you really have to wait until you have matzah, until you have your actually suda to eat? Or is there a way to make kiddush even on Pesach if you're not going to have gebrachos, if you're not going to have the mezonos? So the truth is, if you look in the Gaonim, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the way he quotes from the Gaonim, he doesn't say merely mezonos. He says you could have yayin as well. If you drink enough wine, that could also constitute as you're having your meal at this location. And therefore, you're making kiddush, and you're having the kiddush b'makom suda since you're drinking sufficient wine. Now, how much wine would that have to be? So before kiddush, you should have mlo lugmav, you should have a mouthful of wine. And then add on to that a ravias, and you have to drink that within enough time, obviously, in order to make the bracha achron, in order for it to be considered that that's your makam su'uda. Now, it happens to be that the Mishnah Berura is not so keen about this idea of drinking wine. He quotes from Rukiv Eger that there are some Rishonim that argue. They say the wine wouldn't be good enough. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch is certainly reliable that if there's no alternative because you don't have mezonos, so as long as you drink enough wine, that would constitute as your makam suda. So you could make kiddush, drink enough wine. There's a discussion among the poskim, and most poskim assume that grape juice also would be good enough for this, to have enough grape juice, and that's your makam suda, and then you could have your kosher lePesach cake if you so desire. The truth is that there are some opinions, the Mishnah Berura quotes from the Shulta Giborim, that although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold this way, you could really have other foods as well. If you're going to have other cooked foods, that also could constitute as the makam suda, even if it's not mezonos. That would also be good enough. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayi Adam that Misha Cholash Libo Ktzas, if you're not feeling so good and that's the only alternative that you have, you could rely on that opinion. So if the circumstances are such that you're unable to drink enough wine, if you're unable to drink the grape juice, and you still really need to eat by this kiddush, you could certainly rely upon on the other foods that you're going to eat at the kiddush to satisfy the kiddush b'makom su'uda. Now, there's another factor that needs to be mentioned in this discussion, and that is the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He had an original opinion. Not many people agreed, but he certainly has the weight to have his own original opinion, and it needs to be mentioned that he reinterpreted the whole Gemara, the whole concept of Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. And he suggested that there are two dinim, right? Like a brisker, there are two dinim. There's one din that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Okay, so in order to eat on Shabbos, you have to first make Kiddush. Then there's another halacha, that you have to be Yotzei Kiddush, and that Kiddush that you want to be Yotzei has to be B'makom Suda, in the place that you're having your Su'uda. However, says Rav Moshe, if you want to hear Kiddush, Shelo B'makom Suda, if you want to hear Kiddush and you not have your Su'uda there, that would still be good enough to allow you to eat. Now you would have to repeat Kiddush again by a Su'uda. But as long as you heard Kiddush, even Shelo B'makom Suda, that could remove the prohibition to eat before Kiddush, because I heard Kiddush. Although I wasn't Yotzei, my ultimate obligation to hear Kiddush B'makom Suda, I could do that at a later point in time. And therefore, certainly on Pesach, when you don't have the mezonos available and you don't want to eat your seudah now, so you want to have your kiddush and shul, you want to have your kiddush at home and eat your kosher Pesach shahakol cake, you could do that. Make kiddush and eat the shahakol cake. Granted, it may not be kiddush makom seudah. That may not be kiddush makom seudah, and you would have to repeat kiddush again later when you're having your meal. But it's enough in order to allow you to eat. So again, the ideal would be to drink enough wine or grape juice. If that's not an option, then to be yotze with the other foods that you would eat. And certainly, combined with the opinion of Rav Moshe, there are certainly ways to allow one to make kiddush on Pesach.